News now from the world of sports. We'll start with Major League Baseball, and it was the longest at-bat of the game when it was over. The Boston Red Sox were on their way to extending the longest current winning streak in the major leagues. With two outs and the bases loaded in the bottom of the fourth and the Red Sox trailing the Toronto Blue Jays by a run, Mookie Betts came to the plate against J.A. Happ and fouled off seven pitches in a 13-pitch at-bat before reaching down to golf a low fastball over the Green Monster and out onto Lansdowne Street, a grand slam that electrified Fenway Park and had Mookie so pumped up that he almost fell over while making his way to first base on the home run trot. That bottom of the fourth, when Betts' 23rd home run of the year turned a 2-1 deficit into a 5-2 Red Sox lead and an eventual 6-4 victory over Toronto, was a great example of all the little details in baseball that make a run-up to the big moments. It wouldn't have happened at all if Jackie Bradley Jr. hadn't battled back from an 0-2 count to work a walk, if Eduardo Nunez hadn't hustled all the way down to first base safe on a little trickler back to the mound that Happ was too casual about fielding, and if Betts himself hadn't got a bit lucky when Justin Smoke couldn't quite handle a high pop-up in foul territory down the first baseline. It was a difficult play to make, with Smoke needing to track the ball and reach over his shoulder, but the ball ticked off his glove. It was a makeable catch. The thing about Betts is, if you give him a second chance in a situation like that, he will make you pay more often than not for missing the chance to put him away. David Price bounced back from a terrible start at Yankee Stadium, walking off to a standing ovation after allowing three runs on six hits in 6 2/3 innings, and the Red Sox have now won 10 in a row. It is their longest winning streak since taking 11 straight in September of 2016. In Cleveland, the New York Yankees got a go-ahead double from Aaron Hicks in the top of the eighth inning off Indians ace Corey Kluber, a hit that broke a tie and sent the Yankees on their way to a 7-4 victory over Cleveland. Kluber had already thrown 100 pitches at that point, but Cleveland manager Terry Francona did not trust what has been a shaky bullpen for Cleveland. That's their weakness this year, especially with one of their best relievers in the game, Andrew Miller, out with injury. So he stuck with Kluber, winner of last year's Cy Young Award, and Hicks took advantage with that big hit that one-hopped the wall and scored Didi Gregorius from first base. Gregorius also drove in a run with a solo home run. Big night for veteran Brett Gardner, who had two round-trippers in the game for the Yankees. And that win keeps the Yanks 3.5 games behind the Red Sox for first place in the AL East. The Yankees, though, remain as hot as the Red Sox do. They are now 30 games over 500 for the first time since 1998, a year Yankees fans will remember when they cruised to a World Series victory. All-star Luis Severino went 5 innings in this one for the Yankees, but the Yankee bullpen was great, with Adam Warren, David Robertson, Dellin Betances, and closer Aroldis Chapman all combining for 4 innings in which Cleveland could not muster a single hit. At Citi Field in Queens, Anthony Rendon smacked 2 home runs, Bryce Harper added another, and the Washington Nationals topped the New York Mets 5-4. Max Scherzer picked up his 12th win of the year for the Nats, tying him with fellow All-Star starter Aaron Nola of the Philadelphia Phillies for National League victories. Steven Matz took the loss for the Mets. He pitched pretty well, though, against a tough Washington lineup. He left after 7 innings, his ERA overall 3.38, as Drubal Cabrera hit his 17th home run of the year for the Mets in that loss. To the New York Penn League, and the State College Spikes scored 2 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning to come from behind and top the Vermont Lake Monsters 10-9 in Pennsylvania last night. Jonah Bride and Alfonso Rivas did have 3 hits apiece in the losing effort. In the NECBL, Brett Malm had the only hit for the Vermont Mountaineers. It did produce an RBI, but it was not enough as the Mountaineers fell to the Valley Blue Sox 2-1. The Upper Valley Nighthawks were idle yesterday. They take on the Winnipesaukee Muskrats tonight. To the Wimbledon tennis tournament, and while I know she has a high profile, a lot of people know her name, I'm not sure Serena Williams truly gets the recognition she deserves as one of the world's greatest athletes. She was away from professional tennis for more than a year following the birth of her first child, and now in her first major tournament back since, one of the world's toughest, by the way, she is into the finals. And she's breezing into that final match. Following her straight sets win yesterday, Williams has dropped just 1 set this entire tournament. She will face Germany's Angelique Kerber in the final on Saturday. The men's bracket is down to its final 4, all in action today. American John Isner faces South Africa's Kevin Anderson. He fresh off his stunning upset of 8-time Wimbledon champ Roger Federer. That match starts at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And at 11 a.m., what should be a terrific match between 12th-seeded Novak Djokovic and number 2-seed Rafael Nadal. Finally, Drake Hull of Rutland captured his second consecutive Vermont Amateur Golf Tournament title at the Country Club of Vermont yesterday, finishing with a 3-under par for the 72-hole competition. His final run included 3 birdies on the last 4 holes to score 69 for the day while holding off a strong challenge from second-place finisher Max Major. He finished with a 70 on the final day of competition, 2 strokes behind Hull overall.